Channel Radio.
Hello and welcome back to the Grant Collier Universal Medium Show. And wow, wasn't that a lovely energy of a reading before? And I'm not saying it just because of me. I'm just saying it because spirit was just amazing to come through. And Sue's father was such a strong energy, so easy to pick up. Well, this is the part of the show where I get a live guest and one of my friends in the colleagues to phone in. And who have I got with me tonight? Only the amazing numerologist, the lovely Jane Alton. Jane, you're on the live on the line, darling. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, good, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too.
Okay, Jane, right, now I've known you for a long time, darling, and we've done a lot of work together in the past, but I want to find out a little bit about you so everybody out there knows about Jane Alton.
Now you are
the numerologist, my darling, and you know I find numerology very, very fascinating, and the numbers and everything. And you know you've done me many readings with the numerology, and I can't believe how accurate you are, because the last time you actually gave me a reading was actually a couple of years ago when we was at the Psychic Gold event, and basically you said to me it was all going to happen for me this year when I hit 40, and sure enough. Wow, I'm feeling it already. And now I hit 40 in March, so we're right on that energy, aren't we?
Yeah, it's a very important year this year. Very powerful energies going on.
Well, that's something I want to talk to you about in a minute. But, Jane, where did it all start for you, honey? Where did it come in?
The father of modern numerology is Pythagoras, and he was born 600 years before Christ.
Yeah.
So obviously quite a long time ago. He didn't invent numerology. He travelled all over the world and brought everything together. He had these wonderful discovery schools.
Yeah.
Basically, he brought together what was happening and took the numerology onto a whole new level. When we use numbers every day, they're very powerful, they're very useful. To a certain extent, they define our lives, you know, our dress size, our age, how much money we've got. But they're also sacred symbols, and they represent energies and cycles. So numerology is actually going back to the energies they actually represent. I mean, everything evolves in cycles. Everything comes down to vibration. And numbers are a very good way to define a vibration, to define a cycle, to follow a cycle, if you like. So it's just a way of looking at life in a completely different way.
Absolutely. So basically, you know, I do know a little bit about it. So basically, with numerology, it all goes down to a life path number, or it goes down to the basic numbers between 1 and 9, and then goes back to 1.
Everyone has a unique mission to complete. The theory is we're all born into a unique set of circumstances to learn what we need to learn to complete what we're here to do. I, for instance, I'm a twin, and my twin sister has the same mission as me, but because she's got a different name, she has a completely different way of completing the same mission, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So although you may share the same mission as another person, unless you've got exactly the same name as that person, exactly the same date of birth, and born in the morning or the afternoon in the same place, you know, you will have a complete, everyone will have a unique way of completing what they're here to do.
Well, this is it, because numbers for many years, obviously, for thousands and thousands of years, have been very important for many reasons, for astrological, you know, charts and bits and pieces, you know, so numbers are important within it. And I think people forget how important numbers are within within that energy on the spiritual role.
So, a lot of people believe numbers came before words. You know, we were counting things, counting our crops, counting... You know, with the bartering, etc., we've always counted.
Yeah,
also,
absolutely.
With numerology, it's slightly different to astrology in that with numerology, the name is very, very important. The ancients used to believe when you name something, you make it sacred.
Yeah.
You know, we've got this God-given, we've been given this gift from God to name anything, really. And the minute something is named, you've got a cross in time and space. The time is... man-made, the space bit isn't, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's this cross in time and space that we do our work on. And, you know, the moment something is named, there is a birth energy. The name is very important with numerology, slightly different to astrology. And also, with numerology, it very much takes into account past lives, etc.
That's it. Now let's come to the most important question, everyone on everyone's mind. We are in 2014. That is a year 7. What does that mean to people?
Well, if I compare it with last year, Well, if I'd like to start by saying the fact we have a 2 at the front of the year is very, very, very significant.
Yep.
Obviously, that's like 13, 14 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
But for 1900 years, we had a 1 at the front of the year.
Yep.
And everyone on this planet, towards the end, you know, had a 1, a prominent 1 in their chart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the masculine energy.
Yep.
That's the dominant, fiery, single-minded, aggressive energy. It's a very masculine energy dominated mm-hmm. by the sun.
Yep.
We now have a 2 at the front of the year. And everyone up to the age of 13, 14 will have a dominant 2 in their chart.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll reach a point where everyone on this planet will have a dominant 2 in their chart.
Yep.
And that is a completely different energy to a 1. The 2 is the diplomat, the facilitator, the coordinator. The 2 is dominated by the moon. It's about subtle energies, the all-seeing eye, a very feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the significance of that is we'll have a new type of leader emerging, a leader who works with soft power, if you like, a feminine energy. We'll have feminine energy coming to the fore
mm-hmm.
rather than the 1 dominating. It will be a 2. And everyone on this planet, in sort of 100 years' time, will be dominated by this 2. So we will witness a whole new leader emerge, a
yep.
whole new way of doing things. Coming back to this year and last year,
uh-huh.
2013, that's a 6. And it's
yep.
a 2-4-6, which is very much about finding the harmony within.
Mm-hmm.
The ancient symbol for 6 is this tight coil, trying to make everything perfect. And with the 6, you can almost be brought to your knees trying to make things perfect. And there's the potential to open up to spirit,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, universe, help me out here, sort of thing. To see the beauty without the perfection.
Yeah, yeah.
2-4-6 can mean being pushed out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now in a 7. It's actually a 2-5-7, which is very much possibly, there's the potential for birthing consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the 6 is all about finding the harmony, the 7 is the most spiritual number. It's very much learning from life rather than books. It's very much about intuition. It's about very much looking at what's gone before.
Mm-hmm.
It's this great sensitivity. It's very much about the journey from the head to the heart.
Yeah.
The 7 is ultimately trusting that inner voice and following it. And of course, you've got your head saying, "What are you thinking? You can't do that." And it's about ultimately following the heart, trusting that inner voice and following it.
Yeah.
And obviously next year is a 2-6-8, which is Lord Karma. So massive, you know, it's a transition from, you know, trying to make everything perfect, trying to find the harmony, but ultimately having to trust that inner voice and follow it, which is now. And then the 2-6-8, that's massive transformation. That's re-evaluation. The deeper you go, the higher you fly, etc. So we're on the way to major shifts.
Yeah, I was just about to say to you, you know, if we look at the next 4 years as a whole,
yeah.
you know, we're looking at some really exciting stuff coming up, aren't we?
Massive, massive shifts in consciousness going on. As I said, the 2-5-7 this year potentially is an amazing shift in consciousness, a birthing consciousness. It's thinking in new ways. And just one person thinking in a new way,
mm-hmm.
everything changes. You know, our environment is very much, a reflection of our thoughts.
Yeah.
And when one person makes a shift inside, they can't go back to how they were.
No.
Massive shifts going on.
No, absolutely. So are you starting to see through the work of numerology?
Sorry, could you say that again?
Sorry, I say, are you starting to see through the energy of your numerology work with the readings and bits and pieces that are people, you know, within their numbers that are coming forward are more spiritually openly minded?
Well, totally,
is that a pattern?
And all... You know, I mean, I personally believe there's going to be they'll have to completely change the way they educate children, because all the children coming through now have an unconventional way of thinking.
Yeah.
Obviously dominated by the 2, they're not motivated in the same way as children used to be.
No.
But so many people are coming to me, you know, I don't know why I'm here, but, you know, there's a lot of people trying to hang on to how things were. A lot of people... there's such a shift going on. It's touching everyone's lives.
Yeah.
So what was certain isn't certain anymore. There is a lot of suffering, but with that suffering, there's a great seeking spirit. I've been practicing Buddhism for 20 years, and with Buddhism, we very much believe the bigger the negative, the bigger the positive.
Yeah.
You can't have the positive without the negative.
No, that's right.
So there's a lot of people searching at the moment. Materialism has gone so far in one direction that people are looking in another direction now.
Okay, there's going to be a lot of people out there that want to know their life path number.
Yeah.
So basically, can you just run them through how they may be able to find out their life
path? Your mission comes from your date of birth.
Yep.
So it doesn't change. Mm-hmm. You know, things like your name, you can change your name, etc.
Yep.
The name you're born with is absolutely critical, even if you never use that name.
Mm-hmm.
If you change your name, you add new dimensions to that. But anyway, that's other numbers. Basically, from a name and a date of birth, there are a myriad of numbers that are generated.
Yep.
But it all comes down to your mission, which comes from your date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got your date of birth in front of you, the day you're born, that's mm-hmm. like your birthday number. That's 10% of your energy. That's, you know, how you operate on a day-to-day basis.
Yep.
Your month, that's like your gift. Mm-hmm. And if you add those two together, you get your first goal.
Right.
Okay. And the year you're born, that adds up to your challenge.
Yep.
Or your second goal. And basically, you add those two numbers together and you get your mission.
Yep.
If people want to look on my website, there's a free numerology guide which tells you what all the numbers mean.
Okay, and what's your website that they can go to for that?
JaneAlton.com, JaneAlton.com.
There you go, guys. So if you want to find out more information on that, go to JaneAlton. Is it .com?
Yeah, JaneAlton.com.
Oh, there you go, JaneAlton.com. Now, Jane, you know, you've done some amazing stuff with your work. I know you've done a few TV appearances and you've been on radio and that. Could you talk us through a few of some of the things that you've done?
Yeah, I've done an awful lot of radio work, actually.
Yeah.
I've also been on Daybreak a few times.
You have?
Sky News. And I've done all sorts of presentations.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, I don't know where to begin, really.
Well, at the start, it'll be good.
I mean, with the radio work, let's go back to my website now.
Yeah.
I've been talking about, hang on, let's get my website up, I can run myself. I mean, obviously, I was talking a lot about 10, 10, 10, then 11, 11, 11, then 12, 12, 12. There's a lot of interest in that. I did an awful lot of radio interviews about a series called, hang on, let's find my, I should have had this up, sorry.
That's okay. Why you're looking?
A lot of radio interviews about a series called Touch.
Yeah.
I did an awful lot on radio about the royal wedding, about mm-hmm. The new baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of, yeah, so varied, huge amount I've talked about. On the television, I was talking about David Beckham and his number sevens.
Mm-hmm.
I was also talking about 11, 11, 11.
Yeah.
All sorts of things, really. And I've also talked, done readings for people like David Essex and talked about that on radio.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a varied selection of art, and also about the Paralympics, also about the Duke of Edinburgh,
mm-hmm.
All sorts of things. So quite a varied selection of interviews.
Yeah, so I mean, I've had recently, Jane, a hell of a lot of people, and myself, I've noticed this as well, a lot of people come forward and seeing double figures on clocks and things.
Yeah.
I mean, now, I know that
numbers represent vibrations.
Yeah.
And if you like, numerology can be a way of defining how you vibrate, and your vibration impacts your environment. So once you get to understand what the numbers mean, your house number, your phone number, you can see certain patterns emerging all around you. Once you get to understand what the numbers signify, what the energies they represent.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know that when you were doing mine, there was a lot of numbers there that were like, whoa, you were going, whoa, that means that, and that means that, and that means that, you know. I mean, you know, you're working with figures all the time, and it's almost like looking at that matrix, do you know what I mean? You're seeing people's energy through this energy of series of numbers.
Yeah, how it's all connected.
And, yeah, and that's an amazing...
They're all connected.
Yeah, that's an amazing gift, because it is like, you know, you're working with numbers, you're seeing the energy of how people are on such a blueprint that's boiled down by names, and, you know, the letters in the alphabet or the letters of the name will represent a number, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's great clarity with numerology. It's not sort of vague, fluffy, pink stuff. It's very, very direct.
Yeah.
But there's no judgment or moralising. This is what it is, sort of thing. It is... it is about, you know, a big part of numerology is helping people to see things in a different way.
Yeah.
So it, I always talk about how we, you know, carry stuff around with us. Mm-hmm. And numerology is about opening up that case and looking inside. And with the right perspective, what may seem like a ball and chain can be your greatest treasure. But it's about understanding the gift, you know, that the what may seem a negative experience is possibly a lesson to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ultimately feeling gratitude for possibly what might have seemed like a very negative situation. It's understanding the karma you might be turning around or the lesson you might be learning.
Yeah.
You know, the theory is we have chosen that situation, and I know that's very difficult, very controversial for a lot of people.
But I mean,
if you can allow yourself to look at things in a different way, away from the suffering, you know, numerology is standing back from a big part of numerology is standing back from a situation, looking at it in a completely different way, away from the why me, and to actually understand what's really going on. Ultimately, it's what the universe wants us to be doing. When we're doing what we've been put on the planet to do, things can happen very quickly. They can fall into place. But it's about moving away possibly from the hatred or the anger and looking at things in a different way.
Well, this is important for the numerologist part that comes into the work because, you know, a lot of people need that to find out where they are and the person that they are.
There's
to
great
be able
clarity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great clarity, great vision. As I said, you know, I'm not judging, I'm not moralising, I'm just, this is what the numbers say.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has the most amazing set of numbers. Everyone is given exactly what they need to complete what they're here to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's about allowing yourself to look at things in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. Because people have, that I've known over the years, they've actually changed their business names and they've changed their names to bring a better energy in.
Yes,
have you found that through your work that when people have done that, that actually has worked?
Oh, yes. That's a huge part of my job, actually.
Mm.
People will come to me, they'll want to slightly modify their name or, you know, why is this happening sort of thing.
Yeah.
It can have a huge impact changing your name very slightly.
Well,
I mean, I'd like to stress, you know, there's a wonderful expression, everything is perfect, but there's a lot of work to do. What that means is everything is exactly as it should be.
Absolutely.
We in our heads think it should be different to how it is.
Mm,
and we can spend our lives trying to make things as we think they should be, when in fact they're already as they should be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So numerology can help you see that. But obviously, everyone has free will. You know, no one has to complete what they're here to do. The theory is to be happy. You need to be doing something towards what you're here to do. And it can be tangible. The universe supporting you and guiding you when you're doing what you've been put on the planet to do.
Absolutely.
But we have free will, you know, and I do, you know, if people want to change their names, I do help them and I do explain the impact of changing their names.
Yeah, that's it.
I always keep in touch with everyone.
So what is coming up for Jane Alton at the moment? What is happening in the future? What have you got plans for actions with the work?
Oh, you mean my work?
Yes.
Just very busy. I've got quite a lot of presentations coming up.
Yep.
I've got quite a lot of readings coming up. I very much go where the work takes me.
Yeah, yeah.
I've recently qualified as a teacher with the Knaisen School of Numerology.
Brilliant.
And I'm really looking forward to teaching. I'm teaching the foundation course.
Fantastic.
And after completing that, people can complete a diploma in numerology. And it's very much esoteric numerology. So it's not sort of the flat numerology in books. This is the ancient wisdom. I'm very excited to be teaching it.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing really how numerology has come on through the energy of people understanding more and wanting to know more about it. I mean, I can remember going back from when we first met and we worked down in Tunbridge Wells in Kent. You know, it was a big thing and I've never really heard of it before.
Yeah.
But now, through working for the business and working over the energy of the last sort of 7-8 years, the amount of people that's coming forward and going, I'm learning numerology.
Yeah.
You know, it is...
When the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people are searching at the moment. And, you know, with the Buddhism I practice, for instance, you know, a lot of scientists are starting to prove what the Buddhists said sort of 10,000 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And with all this push towards materialism, people are looking in the other direction, and there's a great interest in ancient wisdoms.
Absolutely. There is.
Of course, numerology can be very practical. It can provide great clarity when there's great confusion.
So again, you know, if people want to come through and they want to find out more how to get onto your courses and that, they can all come through onto your website.
I also update every day in terms of numerology on Fantastic. My blog, on my website, as well as Twitter and Facebook.
Yep.
It's not aimed at anyone in particular. It's just the vibrations, my interpretation of the energies of today's date. People
yeah.
find that interesting. Some people feel in rhythm, etc. And you know, anyone's very welcome to join the conversation.
So with this energy of this year, is there any specific dates that we need to be looking at where things could arise?
Gosh, every day is different.
Yeah.
Bear with me 2 seconds. There's not. I don't think there's a particular date as mm-hmm. such. Obviously, the 25th.
Yeah.
Because the actual challenge for this year is a 25.
Right, okay.
Obviously we've got the 25th of January 2014. That's
yep.
like 25-7 at the beginning and the challenge as well. So that may bring things to a head, if you like. You know.
Okay, that's interesting.
Very much having to learn from what's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Great sensitivity. You know, this may bring to a head this journey from the head to the heart, if you like.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense, because I think that coming away from that last year, that number 6 year, I think it's not going to just fall into the 1st of January. I think people are going to feel that effect more towards
yeah,
the end of January anyway.
And 6, it's all change at number 6, if you like. 6 is, there may have been some major shifts for people last year, and this year is very much about truly understanding what's going on.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Really.
Well, I'd like to thank you for coming on to the show.
It's a pleasure talking to you, Grant.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. And again, just give us out your website again and how people can get hold of
it's
you.
It's just janealton.com, JaneAlton.com. I'm sending a newsletter. If anyone does decide mm-hmm. to have the free numerology guide, there's a newsletter that comes out as a result. I haven't quite finished it yet, but it'll be done in the next few days. And there's an amazing special offer included in that.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll keep our eyes peeled for you, darling, and I will make sure that everybody knows your name and how they can get a hold of you.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Grant.
Oh, bless your heart, darling, and I will see you through this year at some point, no doubt, and
I'm
again...
Sure. I look forward to that very much.
And again, I know you work hard, darling. Keep up the good work, because you're absolutely fantastic at what you do, and I'll catch you soon. Take care.
I hope so. Thank you very much for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye.
That was the lovely Jane Alton and her numerology. And like I said, guys, we have just put it out on Facebook. So if you want to grab hold of Jane Alton, she is actually on Facebook herself. And that is J-A-N-E Alton, A-L-T-O-N. You can go through to Jane Alton, and I'm sure she'll be able to give you some advice on how to learn and nurture the way forward in numerology. Okay, we're going to go to a short piece of music before I bring my next guest in, because time's just ticking by tonight, and then we'll get into the real nitty-gritties of where we go in to do some readings for you guys. But before we do that, let's play the next piece of music.